From chemistry lab to clothing on This Moment of Science. Chances are there's something made of nylon in your house. Nylon stockings, a jacket, or even a backpack or tent. Today's program explores how synthetic nylon fiber made it from the chemistry lab into our closets. In 1927, the DuPont Chemical Company invited chemist Wallace Carruthers to lead a research team to invent a new synthetic material. Carruthers wanted to make a fiber as soft and strong as silk. Because raising silkworms for silk production is difficult and expensive, Carruthers hoped to make a substitute that could be mass-produced. Carruthers thought he could invent a new fiber by making a polymer. That's a new, bigger molecule made by joining smaller molecules together. It took 10 years to find a polymer that could be pulled into a thin fiber and had qualities similar to silk. Today, nylon is produced pretty much as it was in Carruthers' lab. Liquid nylon is blown through tiny nozzles, producing a fiber one quarter the thickness of a human hair. After the fiber solidifies, it's stretched several times its original length. The stretching lines up and binds the molecules together, giving nylon its strength. The strong fibers are then woven together to make nylon cloth. Today, Carruthers' invention can be found in almost every household, but sadly, he didn't live to see its success. In 1937, after years of suffering from depression and less than a month after applying for a patent for nylon, Carruthers committed suicide. The very next year, nylon stockings hit the stores, ushering in a new age when synthetic fibers began to outsell natural fibers. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.